With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. Inspectors head back to Tiffany's Preschool. During a recent follow-through inspection, the inspectorate evaluated the progress that had been made at Tiffany's Preschool in addressing the five recommendations from the previous inspection report of October 2018.
Inspectorate judged that there'd been weak progress overall.
Director of the OES, Peter Carpenter, tells Radio KMAD recommendations included that Tiffany's Preschool ensure a rigorous system and procedures necessary to evaluate practice and bring about rapid improvement, develop teachers' capacity to have productive interactions with children, improve information technology resources, ensure all activities planned for children are sufficiently challenging, and review the timetable and procedures for transition to ensure more time is devoted to learning activities. The report says as overall progress has been judged to be weak, there will be a further follow-through inspection within the six-month period of the report. The center will continue to receive follow-through inspections until it either reaches a satisfactory rating or is inspected as part of its full cycle of inspections. And the annual orchid show and sale last weekend was met with the largest crowd of the event's history. With more than 1,300 people attending the two-day event, organizers say they are elated. Unofficially, over $25,000 CI dollars was raised for the Queen Elizabeth Botanic Park and the Cayman Islands Orchid Society. With thousands of orchids imported from the U.S., Jamaica, and as far away as Hawaii, there was much enthusiasm about the large number of unique species available for purchase. Crowds were also wowed by the sheer number of the homegrown flowers on the show's Park Visitor Center. In regional news, Jamaican Police Commissioner Major General Anthony Anderson is now crafting a, quote, transparent process to address the vexed issue of promotions in the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The announcement was made by the Minister of National Security, Dr. Horace Chang, as he kicked off the 2019-2020 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives. Chang disclosed that promotions will be a combination of an exam, performance evaluation, length of service, and the integrity of the officer up for promotion. The National Security Minister announced, too, that a new built-for-purpose police headquarters will be constructed in the area of Trenchtown, St. Andrew, also known as No Man's Land. Chang sought to assure residents in the area that they would not be dislocated. He says through the National Housing Trust, provisions will be made for all socioeconomic groups to be accommodated. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller from Radio KMAN's newsroom.
BBC News with David Austin. Relatives of Sudan's ousted President Omar al-Bashir have told the BBC he's been moved to a maximum security prison in Khartoum. They say he was taken to Khobar prison, where many of his political opponents were held during his 30 years in power. Hundreds of doctors have joined protesters to demand further reforms. The central bank chiefs of Britain and France have warned that climate change poses an existential threat to the global financial system. They say targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions require a massive reallocation of capital. Public transport in London has been disrupted by climate change activists. The Indonesian leader Joko Widodo has welcomed unofficial results, putting him well ahead of his rival Prabowo Subianto in the country's presidential election. But Mr. Prabowo says his own tallies suggest he's in the lead. France has announced an international competition to design a spire to replace the one destroyed by fire at Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, said it could be a replica of the 19th-century original or something more modern. The World Health Organization says six people were killed in overnight shelling of the Libyan capital Tripoli. The UN-backed government there has blamed the attack on forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar. Schools across Denver in the United States will be shut today as police search for an armed woman said to be obsessed with the Columbine massacre, which took place 20 years ago. Police say a search is underway for an 18-year-old woman that they describe as extremely dangerous. A woman in Bangladesh has apologized after facing a torrent of abuse on social media for saying she didn't believe in an afterlife. Safa Kabir made the initial remark during a radio interview. A video clip was later widely shared online. BBC News.